At home, sitting on my couch. Hopefully you guys have a good show. I wish I could be there, but very sick. I went out for steak last night, and little dogs my go shaft is just rough, really rough, chafed, I guess, the way to describe steak. So I'm at home, if you guys need me, thanks.
What was that? What was that?
Sounded sick.
He was on a plane.
No, that's his couch. And Bob's.
Garrett, there were airline announcements going on in the background.
No, that's the back of his couch.
The back of his couch has 20 other plane seats behind it. And an
inflight. Yeah, see, look.
The back of his couch
has... That's like his headrest.
That's an overhead compartment. He's not sick. He's on a plane.
No, they have all the kid toys and stuff. They put it, it's like to save space in New York City. They put it overhead.
No. They put those overhead in a plane. You know what they're called? Overheads. Because they're in a plane overhead. You know where Berg is right now? He's overhead.
What?
He's not here. Is he going to, isn't it Therapy Wednesday?
But the show starts now.
Yeah, it certainly does. I think he duped you. I think he played on your sympathies by saying, oh, I had a bad steak last night. And I know that you've had some weird experiences with a bad steak for some reason. Because you can't handle your, excuse me, meat. I can't help you, Garrett.
He coughed, too.
Watch this. Can I go home? Can I?
Hopefully not. It'd just be me.
It'd be probably our best show ever. Did you see? Oh, and I know we got the stories. Welcome to In Hot Water, boys and girls. I want you to know we're all rooting. Get well. Get well, Aaron. By the way, I also checked out his Instagram today. He looked like he was in Miami driving a rental car.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him and his daughter eating a bagel. He looked healthy.
He looked like he was doing great.
I don't want to sell him out. But.
He bounces back quickly. Doesn't matter. Maybe some other people will show up today. Did you, should I go to a doctor for this voice? Should I?
It's been since Christmas.
Technically, it's been since New Year's.
No.
29th. It's, but maybe it's just my voice now. I mean, what do you think it could be? You're a doctor, right? You've been to several emergency rooms. Of course, they're only giving you rape kits and stuff.
I just looked it up on WebMD. No, it's cancer.
Duh. It's WebMD, it's like cancer, and it's like, have you tried lupus? It's one of the two. It's one of the two. By the way, and I know we got the stories late last night. Did you? I think I want to move to Wisconsin. Did you see the story I sent you about Wisconsin? I didn't even check the papers. I'm not professional. Is it in here?
Let's see.
Louisiana police.
Louisiana.
Video. It doesn't matter. Here it is. Oh, you're the best, buddy. Wince, 0-for-1. One word into the story, and I got it wrong. Wisconsin lawmakers forced Colin Kaepernick out of a Black History resolution. Do you understand? In order to be part of Black History, it takes more than just being Black. Or you could fucking induct half the line at the chicken and biscuit place in front of my apartment. I live on 104th and 1st, Garrett. State Assembly passed a resolution Tuesday to honor prominent Black Americans during Black History Month in February, which I think is great, which I think is wonderful. The only thing that I think would be better than having Black History Month in February would be if they could cut February down to 25 days. But that's another resolution that, you know, wasn't on the table. What was some fucking Democrat wanted to list him on the bill alongside people like Rosa Parks, that twat who never did anything. She was, you know, just uppity and too lazy to walk all the way up from the back of the bus to get off at her stop. Or Muhammad Ali, who was Black at a time it was a lot harder to be Black. Oh, he makes me sick. And went to jail when a white person wouldn't have gone to jail. Whereas this guy carries all the fucking sympathy of fucking white guilt and gets a major fucking ad campaign.
You mean the guy that took the lowly 49ers to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, yeah.
That guy?
Oh, wait, that doesn't look like Harbaugh. That doesn't look like any of the Niners' defense. That looks like the guy that took them that was the quarterback at the time and had the most inaccurate passer rating in the NFL at the time, but was able to run and scramble until a year later when everyone at the NFL, and again, Colin, you might not want to listen to this phrase, when everyone else in the NFL did their job and studied tape and learned to shadow him and made him pass the ball to beat them, and he couldn't, and he lost his job, and then he had to fucking restructure his contract. I'm doing one of these duck things. Why'd they restructure his contract, Garrett? Because they couldn't have him start and get hurt and have to pay him all that money to suck a big dick. Sit down, Garrett. So then what did they do? They let Blaine Gabbert start. Blaine Gabbert, until he restructured his deal, then went out and sucked.
Yeah, but what color is Blaine Gabbert?
What's that?
What color is he?
His name is Blaine. Why don't you tell me what color Blaine?
See, that's why.
You want to piss me off. Blaine
Gabbert.
They
wanted to keep the black man down. They wanted to keep him down. Scam him out of money.
If they wanted to keep the Niners down, they would have let him keep playing. So they want to put him alongside people like Muhammad Ali. When all he did was, and I will say this, I have no problem with Colin Kaepernick not playing, you know, in the NFL because he stinks, and I don't think it's got anything to do with the flag, but you can't put him on a resolution saying this is a guy that sucked at football and protested the anthem. What does that bring to the country? How do you say that's as great an accomplishment as what let's call Martin Luther King and check what he thinks. Oh, we can't, because he died. He died fucking furthering the cause for blacks. I'm not happy about it either. Wait, about him dying. Let me end the first part.
Was it old age?
What?
Old age?
No. Oh. And here's the thing. This is what people don't get, and I've said this before. It's not racist to keep a guy who sucks at football off the field because he's black. It's racist when you pull out a gun to even shoot a black guy, right? Like, the second that guy that shot Martin Luther King pulled out of the gun, he became a racist. Because even if that bullet had missed Martin Luther King and hit another black guy, there were colored people all over that rally. Even if it had,
oh boy,
would have been racist. Berg's not here. Oh, here comes the word. Here comes the word.
Kaepernick and the word.
It's bigger than you think. I'm triggered by it. I've had it with people who give power to words. Just a fucking word. We're in the 8th minute of actual time.
Are there any black people in Wisconsin?
What's that?
Do you think there's any black people in Wisconsin?
Yeah, you want me to name one? Democratic Republican David Crowley of Milwaukee, who authored the resolution. Authored means he read it to someone who was literate to write down. Called the episode, quote, a textbook example of white privilege and a slap in the face. Garrett. How is it white privilege when this is what drives me fucking nuts? When a black man in government says the democratic process is white privilege. And I can't call him a faggot, right? Keith will get mad. I can't call him that.
Yes.
Garrett will get pissed if I call.
I can't give you a timeout right now because it would just be dead air.
I can do whatever I want. Oh, the pants are coming off. You know how long I wanted to do this with no fucking. You think I'm kidding? Pants are off. Pants are off. Pants are off.
Hey. Is Aaron's flight in yet?
You admit he's on a flight. You took the bait. I'm trying to focus on my tiny penis. What are you doing for Valentine's Day? Oh, but let me tell you. Yeah. Okay, so we're done with this, right? Can I just say it's not white privilege when you go through that? You know what white privilege is? You know what white privilege is, Garrett? If I can teach you a little bit about history.
Please.
Okay, two things about history that a lot of people overlook. Diary of Anne Frank is in the nonfiction section. Makes no sense to me, but it is. If you go to get the Diary of Anne Frank, nonfiction section.
That means nonfiction's the real one or
yeah,
the fake one?
As my ex Sarah, she could never get that right. Nonfiction means not fake. Apparently it happened. And two, you know what white privilege is in the democratic process? You know what it is, Garrett?
Nope.
When black people have 3/5 of a vote, then you have white privilege. But we don't have that anymore, do we? Do we? Please tell me we still do, please.
Let me look it up. I don't think so. Doesn't say anything.
Then you know what the problem is? You just don't like losing. You don't like losing, having a fucking Colin Kaepernick. Can we just put it to rest? Nike, congrats on your Colin Kaepernick campaign. I get it. You're making oodles of money from rich white people who feel bad about having all that money. And they're buying it. Ugh. All right, that's as close we'll get to a rant on the morning show, right? That's as close we'll get. Pretty excited. What are you doing for Valentine's Day, Garrett?
Hopefully nothing.
You don't do anything fancy? You don't do anything... You don't do anything. Hey! Oh, if you knew what went on magically in the booth over there. If you knew. If you knew. By the way, Berg didn't drop off a coffee before he did. He didn't show up my coffee. Oh. I wonder if when I hit this Skype button, we'll have a character that Mike Figg spent 10 minutes on the walkover thinking about. He thinks it's going to be great. He's going to do one brilliant joke and then stammer for 15 minutes. I wonder. Garrett, what do you think? I hit the button.
Gino. Gino.
Yeah, Aaron.
Hey,
buddy, where are you?
It's me, Berg.
He might have two. I apologize. Hey, Aaron, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey.
I know it's you. I've known you for 5-6 years. You look the same.
Hey, Gino.
You said that already. How you doing today, buddy? I heard you're sick.
I'm gonna play with my wife.
You're on a plane with your wife?
My fucking wife. fucking Spirit Airlines. It's the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I saw you. That was me. I saw you on a plane.
Gino, big news, Gino. Gino, I'm going to be in Miami.
You're in Miami.
With my wife and my daughter,
you're
Piper.
You're in Miami. It's present
Piper,
tense.
Piper.
Going to be is future participle. You are in
big
Miami.
Big news, Gino. New sponsor. We got a new sponsor.
Can I say the word?
Yes.
Who's the new sponsor, Aaron?
You know who it is, Gino. Guess.
No, I don't. I don't know who it is. It's almost like I didn't talk to you before the show because you were running late on your train, and I have no idea who it is.
Canada Dry, because I'm Canadian. Big news, Canada Dry.
Garrett, did you know it was Canada Dry?
I didn't get an email about it.
No, you didn't? Okay. So,
Gino.
Yeah.
Gino, I put one in the fridge for you. Canada Dry is in the fridge.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You know what
right
I
next
like?
To your coffee.
You know what Daddy likes? Canadian Club. Why didn't you get a little Canadian Club?
Because you're an alcoholic, Gino. We're trying to help you.
I am not an alcoholic. I'll have you know I did not drink last night after I came to from drinking all afternoon.
Where did you come? You came in your pants because you can't hold
tried
it?
Tried to.
Because you have no dick control?
I was with Bill Schultz, our In Hot Water super fan, Matt, and the lovely Keanu Thompson. And then it was 6 o'clock, and I did the wake up. Is it 6 in the morning? Is it 6 at night? Where am I? Where am I?
Gino, hold on 1 second.
I may have a drinking problem.
The steward, I have to go to the bathroom with the stewardess.
Oh, that's right. You're still on the plane, Aaron?
Yeah.
No, Aaron, it's We Need Therapy Wednesday. Anything you want to talk about? Anything?
1 second. I'm just going to have to go to the bathroom. Hold on.
You mentioned that. Not wearing pants, by the way.
Can you open that door for me?
Here we go. Wrong
you
door.
You mind opening? Oh, what? Bro, why are your pants down? Wait, what? Wait, what are you doing to Oh.
There you go.
He
loads the comedy up front.
Oh.
And now he's just searching.
Yeah, but I'm on a live
he's
show
searching.
Right now. I
gotta
call.
Don't get me wrong.
My buddy Gino's waiting for me. I told him I would
I love
therapy
Fitz.
Where... Oh. My wife's gonna... Oh, my God. Wait.
Garrett can't even find a place to jump in.
I came. Let me get back to my seat. Gino, it's me, Berg.
Yeah, the mic was on the whole time.
What?
You literally took your phone into the restroom with a man in it, apparently fucked him in the ass, then returned to your seat.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Anyways, I think the plane's going to crash. Good luck with the show. Hopefully Figs will show up at some time. Maybe you do some stories and you throw it to Fig. You know, what usually happens. All right. See you later.
Aaron Berg. There you go. You know what, Garrett? I owe you an apology. He did sounded a little sick just now.
He lost his accent until the end.
He said a boot.
Yeah, right.
He got it back at the end. Apparently that's what he's got the illness where you lose your accent. That's fantastic stuff. Oh, God. Black History Month. Bill Cosby's in prison. We should talk to him in a minute, shouldn't we? I just... I just think maybe a hot tea and lemon. Okay.
Gino, standards and practices. Do you need a hot tea and lemon? I'll get one for
you. No, I was hoping somebody.
Are you sure?
What happened to the whiskey I left here after the show? I left the whiskey.
I don't know. I'm going
to
get on it stat. I'm going to go outside and get some. I'll be right back.
Don't go get whiskey. What are you doing? What are you doing, standards and practices?
I'm going to go get whiskey right now for you. I'm here for you. Whatever you need.
There's no whiskey. I don't need whiskey. Hold on one sec. Is there whiskey?
I think so. I'm going to find some.
He's just. Well, I have no. It's like watching your kid brother without Aaron here, without Berg here. It's just like, all right, just he's doing stuff. He just. Here's another story we'll talk to, and then we'll get to all the wacky guests we have. Did you see Esquire magazine, Garrett, got criticized? This is actually funny. They put a white guy on the cover of the magazine for Black History Month. Did you see it?
Is it for Black History Month?
Is what?
Like, is it just because it is Black History Month, or is it for Black History Month?
I still don't understand what you're asking. I'm missing that.
They put this white kid on the cover for Black History Month?
I had a problem with the preposition. No, I would have said in honor of Black History Month rather than for, because it's just better wording-ish. No, he just happened to be on the cover in February. Esquire is getting roasted for debuting a cover in the midst of Black History Month. But it is kind of funny to me. And it just shows this white kid. And it's his struggles as a middle-class American who's a Donald Trump supporter. Let me tell you something, Democrat in Wisconsin. That's more of a fucking slap in the face. Happy Black History Month. Look how white people with more money than you are suffering. Oh, I don't know what he's doing. The March issue of the men's glossy features a lengthy profile about 17-year-old Ryan Morgan. And can you get a whiter name than Ryan fucking Morgan? A high school senior from West Bend, Wisconsin. Wisconsin! That's the city. This is the city. State today. With the headline, An American Boy, What It's Like to Grow Up White, Middle Class, and Male in the Era of Social Media, School Shootings, Toxic Masculinity, Me Too in a Divided Country. The cover choice was widely panned on Twitter as tone deaf. Somebody wrote, Inside Esquire Conference Room, we should probably do a cover story for Black History Month. Any suggestions? Tweeted one user. There's a white boy in Wisconsin who said, Esquire CEO, run it. Hey, here's an idea. Is it possible, Garrett, for you to Google the cover of Esquire? Let's do a little gambling. Google the cover of Esquire the past 12 months. Over, under, if you can do it in order. I don't know if that's doable. I bet there's just as many black people on the cover as white people. And if they show a football team, it counts as 11. What? Unless they show the kicker. No? I can't? Oh, look at that. Can we zoom in? What's that? White. Well, I'm not winning this one. White. Is it across the top?
It's all white people.
No. Go to the far. Go all the way to the. There's a candle there on the. There, look, tomato soup. No, that's Andy Warhol. All right. There was one black guy. Second one down on the far right. There you go. Was that Muhammad Ali? Upper.
Yeah. With the arrows in them.
And if you go, no, the other way. Go
to Noah, the Trevor Noah.
I said white. He counts as half. No, keep going that way. Go up one click. There he is. Who's that?
I don't know.
So you're saying, there you go. You've had three black people on the cover in the past 3 years. What do you want? Ugh, fine. Really? Hey, Garrett.
Yeah?
Did you see in the news they found El Chapo guilty on all counts?
No, I haven't heard anything about it.
They found El Chapo guilty on all fucking counts. And I don't know, he just keeps doing this. Like, okay, well, you know what? If only we had El Chapo in studio. This isn't even my mug. Did Did you just want to take your pants down? Is that it?
Oh my God! Oh my God! How can I put my pants alone?
Not helping you with your pants.
Por favor! Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm free! I'm free! They help me with my handcuffs! Help me with my handcuffs! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Can you get Berg? Can you get Berg to fly back? Oh, hey!
Freedom.
So, how hard was it to talk with surgical tape over a bounty?
Oh my God!
El Chapo, welcome to the water.
How is everybody doing? How is everyone doing? Where the fuck is Teddy?
He'll be here probably.
Where's the fucking booze?
I don't know. Figs was supposed to bring Canadian Club. He did not.
Who the fuck is Figs?
I don't know. So you, did you escape?
Oh my God!
Let me see if I've got this right. You, El Chapo.
See.
Nailed it. Escaped so you could just come to In Hot Water?
I did. I mean, if you did your research, I've been on In Hot Water and other shows of Compact Media many times.
How many times?
About maybe 15 or 17 times.
Is that correct, Garrett?
Maybe one other time.
That motherfucker!
You were convicted yesterday after a 3-month drug trial in New York that exposed the inner workings of your sprawling cartel.
Oh my God, I know.
Which over decades shipped tons of drugs into the U.S. and plagued Mexico with relentless bloodshed and corruption.
I know. You should be thanking me for all the good times I gave
now
you.
Now the wall. You're going to be behind bars while the wall goes up. What do you think about the? You could have helped fund the wall.
I know. We make mistakes sometimes.
You do. You know? The guilty verdict against the kingpin. That's you.
See.
Whose real name is, by the way, I never knew your real name, El Chapo. Why don't you tell me your real name?
El Chapo.
No.
John Melendez?
How is that shit at?
It is Joaquin.
The real estate agent?
Yeah, I can't even bring.
Joaquin.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
It's Joaquin Guzman Chaco.
It's, yeah.
See?
It's Joaquin Guzman Loera.
See, I like, papi, you give too many information away to people, and that's it. I escape this time. I won't be able to escape again if you keep on fucking telling people my social security and my birth certificate and all
security?
That shit.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, social security, you know?
You said escape.
The booze?
Do you like it?
What is this shit? What are we going to talk about? Alicia Keys and the Grammys? Why are we drinking?
Do you like a good escape?
I love a good bistake.
Yeah, I like it.
Have you ever been to Del Frisco's Grill? Have you ever had the VIP?
What is it again?
Vodka infused piss.
No, you rub your balls in root beer.
Wepa! This is crazy. In hot water, El Chapo. Usually it's Padison with me, but you know, Padison.
As Judge Brian Coogan read the jury's charge, 10 straight guilty verdicts on all 10 counts of the indictment, you sat listening to a translator looking stunned. Can you show me your stunned look?
Zoom in.
I know.
That's not stunned.
I know, please. I'm innocent.
That's not a stunned look. That's a pleading.
Wait, I do it again. Hold on.
Okay. Stunned look. We're going for stunned.
I know, please. I know
again,
guilty.
That's not.
Okay.
That's sad. That's okay, more okay. Sad than
okay,
stunned.
Okay, hold on. I know guilty.
No, that's stun gun. That looks like someone hit you with a stun gun. That's.
See, I don't like this shit. Where's
ask
the
me
booze?
To look stunned. Ask me to look stunned.
Look stung.
Look stung or stunned.
I'm saying the word that you say to me. How rude of a host you are. Look stung.
Okay, look stunned. Help me look stunned.
What is it, inside the actor's studio?
Help me look stunned. Garrett, say people are probably...
What are you going to ask me next? How did I feel when I first met Lorne Michaels?
Here you go. Garrett, say people are probably still watching this. Say it.
People are probably enjoying this.
Stunned!
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 Okay, you say a stung. I'm thinking like a bee sting me. Ay, coño! My God!
I wish I said stung.
Where's
that's pretty
Chrissy
good.
Mayer?
She's off to. It's
Who
just.
What the fuck is that back
that's
there?
That's my pillow.
Whose pedophile is that back
okay,
there?
Okay, stay in the bit. You got this. Okay. Speaking to reporters outside the courthouse, Richard P. Donahue, the attorney for the state of New York, called the guilty verdict a victory for law enforcement for Mexico.
Yes, da.
How many people you think died because of drug violence?
Maybe like one or two.
100,000.
Think about it. How many times can you die on marijuana? Nobody dies on marijuana. Who the fuck is that?
That's
is that Mike Pence?
That's Brian Kogar.
Oh, fucker owes me money.
Kogan. I should get reading one. Oh, that's Richard Donahue.
That Guzman led the Sinaloa cartel, one of the largest and most dangerous drug cartels in the world.
and that he is responsible for violence, including murders, and the smuggling of massive amounts of narcotics into the United States.
Which, I didn't do anything.
You never started.
You can watch Narcos season 4. I was just hanging out.
Is Narcos based on El Chapo? I don't watch enough Netflix. No?
Season 4 is about the Sinaloa cartel. They try to talk about me and my people. They get some of the facts wrong, but...
You don't seem to have gotten any facts right outside of your name so far.
Come on, Brody. Come on, man.
You call me Brody?
Brody. You know, I came here because this is the place where we can go crazy. We can say bad words. Oh. We can get drunk.
No, I get
you. Look, it's not here. Let's talk about football. Did you see Manchester United the other day?
That's not real.
Oh, my God. That's a football.
Did you see
Brazil versus Manchester United for the Hogwarts Cup?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. The Premier League. Can we just talk about football?
Are you sure you weren't watching Harry Potter in jail?
Get the fuck out of here. Come on. Come on, man. This is crazy. You know, I like this place where we can say bad words. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, can I say a few bad words?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go. Ready? My favorite bad word.
Okay.
What's up with all these knee... I love it here. Come on, media. Freedom of speech. Look at that... over there.
Did you always have a stutter like that?
Hey, come on, bro. That's not nice. I don't make fun of your inabilities. I don't make fun of your cons.
I don't think you should use those words if you're going to prison for life.
Yeah, you should be able... I would just be going nuts.
I mean, you know, I'm free this time.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
When they...
Ask me, you stupid geek.
When...
Bad words. We can say bad words in Kappa Media.
You possibly be any slower?
Oh, that's bad.
Shut up.
Hopefully it's Kappa Media. High five.
All right, so you're obviously going to appeal this case, right?
See, it's very appealing. That's why there's a show on Netflix. There's a show on Netflix because my story is appealing. That's why I fuck hot bitches. That's why I hang out with Sean Penn. You know I hang out with Sean Penn. That's not a lie. You know what?
Yeah, but that's not what appeal means. Appeal is part of the judicial process where you will appeal to the court to overturn the verdict because you feel the first one wasn't a just verdict.
I agree. Sean Penn in Tootsie was very appealing. Tootsie's a great movie.
Sean Penn.
Yeah, prove to him that I hang out with Sean Penn.
I didn't say you didn't hang out with Sean Penn.
You said that it's not an appealing.
No, I said you're missing understanding. Oh, my Lord. Maybe I should take my pants off. You're misunderstanding what appeal means.
Okay, we're going to peel bananas or what? Where's Max?
We're not doing that. We can't even do that.
What the hell is going on?
3 pages of story and
for no reason, I'm here. Just ask it to me. Ask it to me. Why you always have 7 bracelets on?
There you go. Look at that. There's
two. Look. Look at that, my friend. I shook his hand. We talked a little bit. He said, what kind of cologne are you wearing? I said, Yves Saint Laurent. He said, wow, I like that. He said, and then he said, hold on to my hand
Cosby
for more.
Cosby calling in soon?
Oh, my God. Cosby's a good friend of mine, actually.
Yeah. I'm sure he is. How did you get... Look, I just want to know where it all went wrong, El Chapo. How did you get into the drug cartel?
What do you think? What do you think? What always happens to people in my position? Okay, you get too much power. You get too much money.
Yeah, but you can't start out that way.
No, you start off that way, and then what happens? Somebody fucking snitches.
Yeah, but I think you're starting in the middle. I'm saying, how did you get into dealing drugs?
Well, me and my buddy, we worked on the street corner. Okay?
Which corner?
In Miami, together. And then I got the money, and then I started hanging out with Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah, and one day I looked at her, I said, you know, you look like you haven't been fucked in a long time.
I think you're just doing the plot of Scarface.
And then, like, I was going to kill everybody, and right. Somebody fucking got me, and I went to a swimming pool, but I escaped. And then I get to Mexico, and then Narcos season 4. I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
Is he just reading?
Put my music on. I love Kappa Media. I love the white people. God bless America.
Hey, are you going to go back to jail after this? We could get in trouble. You said you'd go right back to jail.
Zoom in. Camera, zoom in. Ask me that question again.
Are you going to go back to jail?
Maybe.
You had this
wink.
El Chapo, everybody. El Chapo. I don't know why I enjoyed that, but I did. I don't know why. I don't know why. All right, so there you go. The El Chapo story. Life in prison. No one cares. So I don't watch Narcos. Is that what goes on Narcos? Is that what fucking goes on, Garrett?
I don't watch.
That's not important. not important.
Gino, standards and practices. Yeah. Yes, Narcos. That it's basically it's based on the Sinaloa cartel. The last season is at least.
Really?
Yeah, the first season was Pablo Escobar, then it was the Cali cartel, and then the Sinaloa cartel about
so is Narcos an actual like documentary, or it's just like they do stories each season like American Horror Story, and it's based on...
Exactly. Exactly. Oh. It's exactly like that. It's the same American Horror Story recipe. And yeah. And it's embellished a bit, but it has that like documentary kind of vibe to it with, you know.
Yeah, I don't watch it. I don't watch it. Don't.
The first two seasons were good, and then the last one was pretty good too.
How come you're not wearing a shirt, standards and practices?
You can't see me right now. I'm from a satellite.
Show,
I have no idea what you're
not wearing
about.
A shirt. A lot of nudity on this episode. I think we can do nudity, right? Right? A lot of nudity.
We're going to need you to relax with the nudity standards and practices telling you to
Here's a fun story. Did you see Cosby is having fun in prison? Did you? I'll tell you. Bill Cosby thinks prison is an amazing experience, his spokesperson says. Disgraced comedian Bill Cosby has said it's been amazing. This according to a spokesman. The 81-year-old actor was recently moved to the general population unit in the SCI Phoenix prison outside Philadelphia as he serves a 3 to 10 year sentence for sexual assault. He said, despite the circumstances, this is an amazing experience. He used the term amazing. His spokesman, Andrew Wyatt, told NBC 10 yesterday. In a rare interview, Wyatt gave a glimpse into Cosby's life behind bars, saying he works out in his cell, has eliminated bread and coffee. Because you know what really fucks you? Well, other than Bill Cosby, when you're on barbiturates, he put in your drink, bread. Bread and coffee really fuck you up. Not spending a decade in jail, and you'll be 91 when you get out, and you'll have no fucking colon left. It'll look like Garrett after a 3-day steakhouse. and rinses all of his food with water to cut out the sodium. So he's crazy, right? He basically washes the food in the sink. Name some food. Like, if you get oatmeal, are you going to rinse that? Garrett? Sir? Let's see what John has to say.
I'd rinse oatmeal.
What's that?
I would rinse oatmeal.
You would not rinse oatmeal.
Like you rinse rice.
Do you rinse rice?
You can. You don't have to, but...
No. No.
Yeah, it's me, John, man. Like, no, dude, I never do that,
nice
man.
Job.
Like, why would you rinse it with oatmeal, dude? It's crazy.
That's pretty good, actually. That's really good. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Gino.
How come you're making Garrett work both boards right now, John?
You know, man, last night, you know, I kind of went out, did a little, you know.
I don't know.
You know, come on, you know.
Weed, did you get high and fuck your hot Asian girlfriend?
Yeah, man, she is pretty hot, though. I got to admit, and she's Asian, too.
You know, Alex asked me what we were doing for Valentine's Day.
Really? What are you guys doing?
I don't know. She said she was out buying some stuff and wanted to know what we were doing. And I said, we're not doing anything Valentine's Day.
No way, yeah. Man. That's crazy. Why are you still with her, Gino? I think you have emotional problems. Hold on. Mike Figgs just came in.
Hey, John, what's up, guys? It's Mike Fitz. I'm so sorry I'm late. You know, but I'm really happy to be here. I'm really pumped. I'm really stoked. And I really appreciate the opportunity, guys.
Yeah, it's great. John,
yeah, I mean,
what do you
Mike
think
is
about
the
that?
Best, man. Don't you think Mike is like, I mean, he's like the savior of Compound Media. Yeah. I got to admit.
Him and Garrett are the linchpins, I will
Dude,
tell you
thanks
that.
Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate that, John.
Yeah, no problem, man. So look, this button right here is to do the first camera and then the other. Wait, Figs, why is your cock out?
Is that where it goes every time? Gary?
It's because I like you so much, John. You just got to get my motor going, dude.
Hey, man, I know I gave you, like, a bunch of cigarettes that time, but you don't have to, like, take your cock out. But if you want me to...
You know, normally...
It's actually not that big. I would expect it to be bigger knowing that
everyone's
you're Puerto Rican.
Today.
It's
is
not
that
so
pretty
big,
much the
but it's definitely
safe?
Pretty straight, right?
Is that,
it is
that
straight
the fail-safe? We just go to the gay? Cut to the faggot?
Oh, sorry, Gino. Sorry, man. Go ahead. Continue on with the show.
Okay, thanks, John. You got a little DNA on your jaw. In a rare interview, Wyatt gave a glimpse into Cosby's life behind bars, saying he works out in his cell, eliminated bread and coffee, and rinses all his food with water to cut the sodium, which is dumb. He looks really amazing. He's down to 195 pounds and hasn't eaten any bread, no dessert, hasn't drank coffee since he's been in there. Now, the funny part about it is Mr. Cosby's been trying to stop drinking coffee for 55 years, and it took this for him to stop, going to jail and having all his freedoms taken away. Suddenly, You know, you don't have to really be alert for anything because you're in an 8x10 cell, you fucking rapist. I don't see how this is. I'll just keep reading till the Skype noise. That's what I'll keep doing. White went on to say the cop. Thank you.
It's saying it's Bill Cosby.
What's that?
It's saying it's Bill Cosby.
There's no Bill Cosby Skyping in. Same day fix drops by. What? All right, I'll hit the button. Hey. Hello.
So let me tell you what happened. So then she said to me,
Mr. Cosby.
She said, boy, oh boy, that gin and tonic, the Grey Goose must have been strong. And I told her, I said, yeah, it definitely must have been the blue cheese olives. Ah!
You get him, Cos?
Cos!
Yeah. You get him, Cos? Tell me another.
Okay. So then one time, right, at this girl, right, and she goes, she wakes up and she goes, wow, usually when Bill? I have short rib, I don't sleep that long. And I told her, I don't think it was the short rib.
Mr. Cosby, can you at least turn?
Why your laptop
Bill?
What? Wait.
My laptop.
Bill, could you at least turn the camera so it's facing you, Bill?
What'd you say, my laptop? Hold on, I don't see anything. Hold on, wait.
Yeah, he has a laptop in jail. I forgot about that as well.
Oh my God, I think I Skyped somebody. Hello? Hello?
Hey!
Who is this?
It's your buddy Gino Visconti over at In Hot Water, pal.
Oh, Visconti, you son of a bitch!
Visconti.
Oh my goodness, Visconti, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that my Acer laptop, somehow I must have butt Skyped you.
Yeah, butt Skyping, that's a thing. Hey, that's amazing. It seems to me that this prison thing really is working out for you, Bill. You look great.
Working out? I'm getting shredded today. They're calling me Berg in this bitch.
Really?
Yes.
And they let you wear a tux in prison? That's pretty fucking awesome.
You know, they're letting me be me, okay? They're letting me do what I want to do.
Right.
And they even hung up my doctrine. Did you know that?
Your doctrine?
Yes, they hung up my doctrine.
What is Bill Cosby's doctrine? Raping bitches and not getting caught?
Ah, you son of a bitch on a turnstick. Gino Biscotti, you can see him at Flip Flop in Washington, D.C., November 8th.
It's not a place.
Holy moly.
It's not a place.
Gino, it's a doctrine for being a doctor, because that's what doctors get.
Bill, says here you're getting up every day now at
3:30 a.m. 3:30 a.m.
Yes, I was going to say that, but you seem... Why? Why are you getting up so goddamn early just to work out? Can't you work out at 5 or even 6:30?
Because I have idols like Mr. Mark Wahlberg, Mr. Marky Mark. Let's bring it down for a second, Gino.
Okay,
let's bring it down for a second.
That's fine, Bill.
I am a big fan of Mark Wahlberg.
Sure.
He's part of the 4 a.m. club. He wakes up at 4 a.m. and he does the workout.
I said, you know what?
I'm going to one up that honky honk honk. I'm going to get up at 3:30. I start off with sit-ups, okay?
Right.
The guards come in and they just push me up while I read... while I read Vogue magazine.
But you ever... No, Esquire. Did you see the cover this week?
I don't do squats. No, I don't do squats because I don't have... My spine is in the best shape it has been in before. So instead, I just do these things called assisted push-ups.
It also says you do leg lifts.
I do a little bit of leg lifts.
Did you say doo-doo, Mr. Cosby?
I do leg lifts.
Yes.
And I do planks.
Is it possible you just like saying doo-doo, Mr. Cosby?
I do not enjoy saying doo-doo.
Okay.
This isn't the game. I am a doctor.
Here's your morning routine. Let me see if I have this right. The guards wake you up at 3:30.
See.
You exercise.
Yes.
You do leg lifts. You push up
Spanish for an accident.
You do push-ups against the bed.
I do.
Then you shower and you wait for breakfast.
Yes, I do. I like to wait patiently to see what type of food they will offer me. And, you know, I must say that the food here in prison is a lot saltier
than you one would think.
Right, which is why you're, like, give me an example of some of the saltier foods you've rinsed out three times in the sink, which sounds absolutely disgusting, and like you're going crazy, you're losing your mind.
Chicken noodle soup. Chicken noodle soup for the soul.
Wait. So you rinse out chicken noodle soup?
Of course I do. You know how much sodium is in there? You know how much sodium? You know how much sodium is inside a chicken noodle soup?
That was very clever. Yeah, it's soup. It's water, though. You can't rinse out water.
I'm pretty sure that. How do you? Pretty sure that water is not soup, Gino Biscotti.
How do you just walk me through this? Rinsing, I could see rinsing out potatoes. I could even see rinsing out Reich or English mini-stroke, 41 minutes in. I could see that. Just show me, tell me logistically how you rinse out soup. You take the bowl.
Okay, linguistically, what I do is I get the chicken noodle soup, right? And I make sure that there's no barbiturates in it, because these motherfuckers try to put me to sleep. I go, no, 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 I am the sleep potion master, and you will not put me to sleep.
I had El Chapo here earlier. He was putting me to sleep.
Oh, he's a wonderful person. You should actually watch your mouth, because he has a lot of power. He knows a lot of
now
people.
Now he's gone to the joint for the rest of his life.
Anywho,
so you're linguistic. You're rinsing it. You take the bowl of
I
soup.
I take the bowl and I put on the water and I let it flush out for as long as I can. I let all the carrots come out, all the noodles, all the chicken. Until literally it is just a bowl of water. And then I take a soup spoon and I eat chicken noodle soup.
No, you don't. You eat a bowl of water because you dumped all the noodle soup down the sink.
Your girlfriend's a bowl of water. How dare you talk to me like that? I am a doctor.
I think we have footage of my girlfriend right now. Did she, do you have the footage?
Look at you having strokes. You can't even defend a bitch. She thinks she's going to get flowers? Oh, boy. Her hopes are up.
She was a little upset when I left her. She was grabbing some coffee when I canceled the date.
A little upset. She's also a little bit mentally unstable, Gino.
It'll come in when we need it. Before you eat anything.
Okay, wait. Do you want me to just, let's go off the record for a moment.
Okay.
Chicken noodle soup.
There's no whiskey in that thermos, Bill. Go on.
Wait, you talking to Bill Cosby or Bill Schultz?
Bill Schultz. I'm sorry, Mr. Cosby. I should have said.
Yes. I didn't know Bill Schultz was there. Tell him I said hello. Tell him that there's still a tab at Whiskey Trader open with his name on it.
Whiskey Trader?
Whiskey Trader's a great bar in Midtown. So, to be honest with you, I rinse some of the food out because I have very high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And I do it as a way to lower the blood pressure because I'm learning all things about science, things I've never learned before.
He puts it in a little cup, walks over to his sink, and you run water over the cup of food, shakes the food up, and drains it. Now,
correct.
I'm going to ask fucking Bill, that's something a crazy person does, right?
Not true.
That's something a man that's lost his mind does, correct?
Excuse me, Jana, hold on 1 second. Sir, can you mind passing me that? The sodium-free one? The sodium-free. Yes, thank you.
I came to it 6:30 yesterday.
This is a sodium-free.
I had no idea what day or time.
Sodium-free Fresca? Oh my, I didn't know
what
they made.
What are you doing,
this.
Bill?
I didn't know they made sodium-free Frescas. Hold on. Wait.
Why'd you
open another? You want me to do both at the same time? You guys want me
Bill.
To drink both at the same time? Okay, hold on 1 second.
You know, Garrett made a similar sound like that in the men's room earlier. Oh, God.
Wow, that was delicious.
What did you just drink two sodas?
Two sodium-free Frescas because I'm watching the sodium intake. So
they don't put salt in any sodas.
I mean, boy, you dumb and blind. You never read the nutrition effects?
No.
The nutrition effects, there's so much sodium in it.
There's sodium in Fresca?
So much sodium in Fresca. You think they call it Fresca because it's fresh? It's to fool guineas like you. You think, oh, I'm going to have my pasta with the Fresca because Fresca's fresh. It is filled with high glucose syrup.
It's grape. High what?
Glucose syrup.
It's grapefruit juice and carbonated water.
Grapefruit juice?
Yes.
When you say grapefruit juice, do you mean the purple grape drink or like grapefruit fruit juice?
It's grapefruit juice. Garrett, get me the ingredients in a Fresca.
Gino, on a personal level, do you like pulp? What's your pulp intake?
Pope?
Yes, because I also run things underwater to get rid of the Pope.
I don't see that anywhere.
Because I hate Pope, and there's no Pope Freons you see in prison.
Do you just like saying Pope?
Speaking of butt sex.
No one brought up butt sex, Mr. Cosby.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. So, I'm learning so many things here. Having an amazing time. I'm learning about science.
Yes. I'm sure you are. And your wife, Camille, doesn't come to visit you at all? Why
she
is that?
She doesn't. I don't want my wife to come or my children. I don't want the children or my wife to come because then it will be a circus here. People will be giving out circus peanuts, which are fucking disgusting. Can I just say they fucking suck?
They would not.
There would be
circus peanuts
all over, and then Robin will be created because his family fell from the trapeze. So I don't want Robin to be created in the DC universe.
The movie of probably the worst Batman ever made.
And I don't want a circus to be here. So okay. I do call my wife 3 times a day for 3 minutes.
Yes.
And you want to know what I do for those 3 minutes?
Is it 3 minutes total, or is it 3 3-minute calls?
It's 3 times 3, which equals 3X. I'm also learning algebra and geometry.
Geometry. We're done. Go home, everyone. Go home.
Geometry. You never seen it? It's a movie with Tyler Perry and Martin Lawrence.
Geometry. I'm sorry, people.
You never seen the movie Geometry? It's Tyler Perry and Martin Lawrence. They're both school teachers, but all the other school teachers are white, so they start dancing, and then the white people say, we should start dancing too. Geometry. It's a wonderful coming-to-life story. They resurrect Robin Williams for a scene at the end. It's amazing. He holds Tyler Perry, and he goes, it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Is he just quoting movies now, Good Will Hunting? And do you mean Jumanji?
Not Jumanji, fuck Dwayne Johnson. I'm talking about Geometry in theaters now.
Is it possible you've lost your mind, Mr. Cosby?
I don't think so. I lost my right eye, but I did not lose my mind.
The comic once known as America's Dad for his role in the top-rated Cosby show in the 80s was convicted last April of violating...
You speaking Chinese? What the hell's going on?
Of violating Andre Constantine University Women's Basketball Administrator as his suburban Philadelphia mansion in 2004. What happened to your mansion now, Mr. Cosby? What happened to that?
Oh, boy. You know, we were having such a good time, and you had to bring up the bad friend.
Yeah, I'm just curious, what became of that? Did you get to keep that?
Well, temporarily right now I have it, but there are some squatters there.
Okay.
Do you want to know more, or should I just end with the squatters?
By the way, there's 35 milligrams of sodium in
Boom!
Fresca.
Boom goes the dynamite! I told you, Biscotti!
Are you serious?
Yes, you trailblazing fruitcake!
Yes.
Boom! Sense. Look at that! Explosion sound effect!
All right, Mr. Cosby. So how's the appeal process going?
I don't want to close my lips. Oh, I had them open. The appeal process is going well, so if I behave for the next 3 years, I will go on parole.
Are you sure about that?
I'm 100% positive.
How do you know this?
Because I've been reading books and learning about the law.
Well, I thought you spent most of your days watching Geometry.
Ah, well, you know, it's in theaters now, and I do have my own personal theater, and they do allow me to watch Geometry, but how many times can you watch the same movie before you know all the lines and you get a bit tired of it?
So let me see if I have this right. If everything goes according to your plan,
correct.
So you got the daily workout regimen, starts at 3:30, you're doing the push-ups on the bed,
Mark
the
Wahlberg,
legless,
correct.
You're down to 195. How do you think you're looking when you get out of jail? You're 84 years old, it's 2022. How do you think you're looking when you get out of jail?
Bitch, I'm looking like Michael B. Jordan. They're gonna put me in Creed 3, and I'm gonna beat the shit out of Sylvester Stallone get my wife back.
Are you working on any screenplays or any projects while you're in there?
Yes, so many projects. I've got so many ideas in this beautiful mind of mine. You know what I'm saying? I squealed it. The Beautiful Mind 2. That's what I'm going to make. You remember The Beautiful Mind? What a great movie it was.
That was Russell Crowe playing.
It was Russell Crowe, that pirate. You know he's a pirate.
No, I don't know.
Yes, all those people that with the Aussie and the Uzi and the... They're all pirates.
Is it possible you've been in jail so long and in the entertainment industry that now that you're not in living a normal day-to-day life, you're blurring what was fantasy?
My eyes are blurry as hell. That is true.
All right. Well,
you know what? It is Fantasy Wednesday, Therapy Wednesday. And
fantasy, maybe, therapy,
I
whatever.
I think that you might be correct, Gino. Maybe I am blurring the thin lines between reality and perspective tea.
Okay, that's not a word, perspective.
Maybe I'm mixing up reality and Earl Grey tea, and I have somehow completely lost my marbles.
We're worried about you.
Are you really?
America's father, we are.
Gino, am I your father, Gino?
No.
You just said America's father.
My father. He died of cancer.
Oh, boy. My jailmates are rolling right now. I don't know why, but they think it's very funny that your aunt...
Died of cancer. I'm getting a haircut today. My hair looks good though today. I don't know why.
I'm very sorry about the cancer.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Gino. John. It means a lot.
So what should I do then, Gino?
You think I could have hit that, Bill? You think I had a shot of that?
Hitting who? Hitting your father with cancer? That's pretty gross. Oh, you're talking to the other Bill again.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bill.
It is okay. It's been a good time here, Gino, and I feel like we're leaving on a sour note. You made me feel guilty about my mansion, and you made me feel guilty about myself. Am I guilty?
You're not guilty, buddy.
Exactly. I'm innocent. Free Cosby.
You're not free, Mr. Cosby. You're not
Toodles.
Free. Toodles. That is Bill Cosby. He's in jail. He's losing his shit.
I was just reading. You inspired me to look all this up. Like, I can't believe half of that shit is true. 3 for 3 as far as phone calls are concerned. Draining his food of all sodium.
That's something an insane person does.
I've never even heard of anything like that.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. You're doing great. Did you see? Here's a story that shows just how ridiculous people have become. I'd love your thoughts on this. Who's in the booth this week?
Hey, what's going on? Standards and Practices here.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Gino? How you doing? I couldn't find whiskey. I apologize about it.
Oh, my God. I love that you're here for this. Did you see this story? Keith the Cop. Louisiana Police Department has issued an apology for the offensive behavior of its officers. You ready for this, Keith? 25 years ago, two officers were undercover in Louisiana. And since there are only two black people in the department, well, there's tons in the cells. Since there's only two black people in the department, fucking the white guys had to go undercover and wear blackface. So they wore blackface, and now they're apologizing for it. The mea culpa from the Baton Rouge, that's French for red stick, police department came Monday after a photo circulated showing these two male officers in blackface and sunglasses, one throwing up gang signs. The photograph, which appeared in the department's 1993 yearbook, for those of you scoring at home, that's 26 years ago, identified the cops as Soul Brothers. Quote, blackface photographs are inappropriate and offensive. Police Chief Murphy said they were inappropriate then, they're inappropriate today, and we would like to apologize to our citizens, to anyone who may have been offended by the photographs. The duo dressed in blackface as part of a department-approved drug sting. The department's two black narcotics officers were too well-known at the time. Not only do they not know we're cops, they don't even know we're white. So these guys had to wear blackface to go undercover. But now people are offended by that, saying that was wrong. How can you even be a cop anymore when you have to apologize for trying to fucking arrest people that are breaking the law? And how dumb are the, how much drugs were the dealers on that they didn't realize these guys were wearing shoe polish on their faces? How many?
Gino, I think one of them's on the way, actually, man. He might be able to give the real story.
Ah, that'd be fantastic. I would just love that.
Yeah, cop just walked in. Yeah, hold. Yeah, give us a second.
Wait. Okay.
Hey, sir, hi. Can I get you some water? Do you need anything?
Here we go. He really likes to get the backstory going.
Sir, do you want to? Oh, you got to go? You want to go outside and then Skype in? Okay, no problem. If you feel more comfortable outside, that's fine. Yeah, I'll let you know.
If he's here, he could just come sit in the studio.
Gino, yeah, he doesn't want to sit in the studio. He's just going to just run out. He's gonna run out and Skype you. Better service out there.
My pencil broke. There you go.
Hi, Gino. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm undercover right now. I have 2 minutes to talk, and then I'm going to have to get back under my alias.
Wait, what is your alias?
LeVar Sprewell.
no relation to Latrell, the former New York Knick and Portland Trailblazer who chokes people.
I love basketball.
Of course, it's part of your thing. All right, so obviously back in 1993, thanks for dressing the part, reprising your role, you were going undercover. And you, this is what you did. You dressed in blackface, so you didn't get shot, correct?
Correct. Oh my God, hold on. I see people. Hold on. Hey, yeah. What's up? I would do my thing. I do my thing out there, you know, because I didn't want motherfucker to see who I was, you know what I'm saying?
Are you talking to a black guy right now?
Nah, I'm talking to you. Hold on one second. Yo, man, let me get what's up, brother? Let me get a new pause real quick. Wait a second. You don't got Rolos? You don't got Gino, I'm at a deli right now. Hold on one second. I'm very sorry.
Of course you are.
Yeah, let me get some Rolo. You know Rolo, little candy, got a caramel inside. Let me get one with the caramel inside. And then you got the mango starburst. Love that shit. Thank you, blood. Thank you, brother. All right, let me get the hell out of here. Oh, Gino. Yeah, sorry. I had to go to if I blow my cover at this deli, they won't give me free cigarettes anymore.
Right.
They give them single cigarettes.
They're
I know
called
a place.
Lucy's. Don't you know the lingo? You gotta call them Lucy's.
Yeah, they're called Lucy's. Don't tell anybody.
So you dressed in blackface as part of this thing. Why would you apologize now for doing what you needed to do to survive and help catch people that were breaking the law?
Well,
explain that to me.
Well, it's 2019, and I realize I was a little insensitive towards the criminals, okay? Because they're human beings as well. So I did what I had to do, and we did the law correctly, but now it's time for me to apologize.
I don't understand why you would apologize.
Gino, hold on. Hey, what's up,
man? I ain't even doing it into the mic. Mike's not on. I hear nothing.
Yeah, man. Sorry, my Boost Mobile ran out.
Ah, there you go.
Boost Mobile ran out, man. Sorry about that, yo, man. So, yeah, listen, man. Boost Mobile, where are you at?
I'm robbing you. I'm on Boost Mobile. Where are you at? I'm in prison. I'm on Boost Mobile.
Gino, you're going to blow my cover.
I'm
Gino,
sorry, buddy.
Gino's going to blow my cover. Yeah, man. So let me do me a favor. Let me get two Jamaica beef patties, and let me get that good bread. Yeah, the illegal one. Yeah, thank you, player. All right, thank you very much. All right, thank you. Yeah, Gino, sorry about that. I was getting cocoa
bread.
Is it
possible that you're not really doing anything to catch people on drugs? You're just hanging out at a deli dressed like a black dude to get free cigarettes?
That might be true, Gino, but please do not blow my cover. It's the life I always wanted, Gino. I just wanted to be a black man, Gino. I just wanted to look like Bruno Mars with a white hoodie on.
I can't. And people really think you're a black guy with just the black face on and the hands?
Yeah, all the time. You just do the hands like this, and you add a little lisp to your voice, and people are giving you Newports.
Now,
it's amazing.
Here's what gets me about Louisiana. You've been there, Bill. Very humid place. Very warm. I mean, this guy's sitting here all layered up. He's got the hoodie, the denim. I mean, one of two things. If you ever have to take that off, are you wearing, like, the black face on your chest and torso?
Yes, I'm wearing this black guard called a bulletproof vest. It's to protect me from the black bullets that the blacks shoot at me.
Wait, are the bullets black or they become black because the people using them are?
Yes.
Because I find Mexican bullets are lazy. All right. Let's go the other way then. So you're covered in black, understand, and add another layer of the black vest. I would think you're sweating a lot. When you perspire, does the black face run off? Is that a problem?
Yeah, but I got really good makeup. I went to this place called Sephora, and they really hooked it up. Gino, wait a second. I see a perp. Gino, just act normal. Act normal. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, what's up? What's going on, man? Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
I got your thing.
No, just come on. I need to get in this van. Just get up in the van real quick. Get up in this van, everything. What do you mean? This is my real voice. What the fuck you mean? Put down that gun. Put down that motherfucking gun. Please put down that gun. Put down that gun. Put it down. Motherfucker, this is me. You kidding me? We went to school together. It's a trust freewell. Come on, bro. I play point guard. Yep. You recognize me. No? What are you talking about?
Forward.
But he has a gun. He has a gun. He has a gun.
There you go. That'll get us out of it. Couple more times. I want to make sure this bit's done. Couple more. I don't want him. He's dead, right? Thank you. One more time. Just to leave a message. There you go. Dead. Bill, what are we doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm celebrating Galentine's Day today.
Yeah, I saw. I watch your stupid show. I watch it. I was there. I was watching Galentine's Day. All right. What's that? All right, well, there you go. That's pretty much it. Did we cover everything? Oh, Mike Figgs, thanks for showing up, buddy. What happened?
I'm so late.
You're supposed to fill in for Berg, who's sick on a plane.
I know, dude. I got caught in the elevator. Metro North took forever. I'm really sorry. What's up, everybody? How you guys doing? I kind of look like Kevin Brennan for a second, right?
It's 10 o'clock now. We're into stoppage time. You're just showing up?
Dude, I'm so sorry. I was talking to Keith. I invited him to a steakhouse, but he didn't want to come. So it's a really long
story.
You're
working after this? You're doing the steak thing?
Yeah, I got to do it. I'm listening to the show, man. The first two bits were great, but that last one was fucking horrible.
I don't know.
Bad timing, too.
I kind of like the last one. You know what we learned today?
What did we learn?
That there are 35 milligrams of sodium in Fresca.
Get the fuck out of here. No way. I thought Fresca was fresh. I thought it came from the Alps.
You're thinking of Alp water. I don't even know what you're thinking
of.
You're thinking of Alpine cheese. I don't know what you're thinking of. So you haven't been here in a while. How things been going for you, kiddo?
Pretty good, man. Moving to a big house.
Pretty well? Are they going pretty well?
Pretty good. It's actually pretty good.
It's good to hear things are going well for you.
Things are going good, and I have a thermostat now, which is great, because I've never had one before.
Really?
I'm in a house. Yeah, dude. I'm out of the Bronx.
So wait, you moved out of your mom's house?
Well, my mom rented a house, so I'm still my mom, but mommy's got a house now.
Congratulations.
So Figgy's got a house. Thank you very much.
So wait, you have a home?
Dude, beautiful place in Mount Vernon.
Right.
It's a border of Mount Vernon.
You can
and
put the mic down. They're very sensitive.
I've always wondered, how do you lower this seat? I'm just going to squat the whole time like this.
Why? You just hit the knob right here in the seat. Watch this. Where'd I go?
Yeah. This is amazing.
God, how do
I'm learning
you
so much. I'm going to be here for the next 2 weeks, guys. So
why?
Huh?
That's great.
Yeah, Berg's on Spirit Airlines.
He's not. He's on a Pan Am whites only first class flight. He sends the receipt. Him and Legit News Guy.
I don't know about that.
I think Berg will be around to check in tomorrow. That's good stuff. So now.
Yeah, now a beautiful house. It's amazing. You got to come by.
Where do you live?
In my own room. I shouldn't give the whole address out.
What neighbor?
Hillcrest Road.
Oh, yeah, I'll come by next time I need sliced mangoes in a bag. Hey!
Classic Gino.
That's good stuff.
Classic Gino. But no, doing well, man. Big shows. Got a big show in the Bronx. Monthly show we're going to do. You got to come by.
What
we'll
is
give
that?
You 15 bucks.
What is that? You're bragging.
We'll give you 15 bucks, as many Frescas as you
that
want.
15 bucks is going right to the bartender as a tip. Is there a bar there?
Yeah, there's a bar. Okay, the Bronx Beer Hall in Little Italy. We even got Cabarole and Sorpresette.
Wait, before I show up, is it like a Bronx Beer Hall? Is the Bronx Beer Hall a place that just serves microbrews, which suck monkey dick? Or do they have actual, like, beer? That's, you know.
There's no name brands. It's all like Gun Hill Brewery and Bronx Brewery. But the
and let me guess.
They have like Southern Tier. You ever have Southern Tier?
No, I'm a man. So let me guess. They have Pilsner beers that you drink, but they have hops in them because everyone's a fucking.
You mean Indian Pale Ales, bro?
Keith in here?
You mean Indian Pale Ales, dude?
Where'd Keith go?
You know, get with the program. Indian Pale Ales, bro.
Everyone is
IPAs.
Everyone
bitch.
Is a metrosexual. See? That's like nice. Faggot. That's like faggot. Everyone's a metrosexual now, and they think everything has to have hops in it. So you order a Pilsner beer, and you know what's in it? Fucking hops. And they're like, yeah, you gotta put hops in it. No, you don't!
I mean, it's what's in right now, dude. Come
no.
on. Everyone's having hops.
I
everyone's
just want Pilsner
vape
beer to wash down my whiskey with. How many shots did we do yesterday, Bill? I don't remember.
You guys are fucking animals. Like, when you shit, what does the shit smell like? Does it just smell like gasoline?
Let's
just get it. Just get it. Oh, it's just Guinness comes right out of my rear end.
Right, so tell me about this Brooklyn Beer Hall. We'll give you a legit
Brooklyn Beer Hall. Yeah, Brooklyn Beer Hall. The Bronx Beer Hall.
Why
on Arthur
Brooklyn,
Avenue.
Why is the Bronx Beer Hall in Brooklyn?
The Bronx Beer Hall on Arthur Avenue, ladies and gentlemen, where there's going to be a monthly show called Figs in the Hall. Everyone's
invited.
By
the way, that's the dumbest Twitter handle I've ever seen.
Mike Figs. Well, Mike
at
Figs.
At underscore.
Mike Figs.
At underscore.
You know what my old ones were?
At underscore Mike underscore Figs.
My last one
You're
was.
Telling me. This is another
small
thing.
Dick, big ankles?
You're telling me someone has at underscore Mike Figs?
Yes. Some there's Figs? Yes, yes.
There's no way.
Yes. No, here's the
there
thing.
There is no dude, way.
Dude, our fans sometimes get the wrong Mike Figs. And
yeah, because
that other Mike Figs has messaged me like, dude, I don't know who the fuck you are, but you better stop. Like,
he's from CNN. I think I know this guy.
He might be. He might be, and we've like gone back and forth with each other. Like, you suck my dick. No, I'll suck your dick. And he's like, whoa, why do you want to suck my dick? And I'm like, just let me suck your dick. It's crazy, dude.
What? Yeah. Okay, Kaz. Why don't you just make it at Mike Figs and then like?
I've tried it all. At Mike Figs XX. At Mike Figs 123. At Gino Biscotti. I tried it all, and none of it fucking worked.
Probably got
worked,
suspended
dude.
For that one.
Yeah.
At Mike Figs.
Yeah, just change it to free Gino. Well, Gino's
PA. So you're saying at Mike Figs comic is taken.
No. Are you glad, Simon? You're helping me with my career. I love this.
Well, I mean, that's just, it's awkward. at my like
underscore. It is awkward. It is awkward. But I really don't got to worry about it right now.
What's that? Do you realize, like, if someone's looking for you, they're not going to be like, well, obviously he has an underscore. Like it's a drum roll for your fucking name.
What's your fucking handle?
I don't
have. Yeah.
I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah.
Banned.
Yeah.
You can reach me through Gino Bisconti, PA.
Oh, boy. What? Why did people Pennsylvania?
Why did people think Gino Bisconti, AARP, was me?
Oh, shit.
Why?
Uh-oh, someone just walked in with fruits and booze.
There you go. We got mushrooms.
Yeah. Ah. Teddy boy!
All right, fifth minute of stoppage time. We're good to go. What are you coming back tomorrow?
I'm coming back
tomorrow. You're going to try and be on time? You know, we start at 9.
Oh, I know. The Metro North, bro. And I'm Puerto Rican.
Hey, what's the little lady think of the new house? So you can fuck your girl in the house and your mom's in a different room.
Well, I still have a twin mattress, so there's not a lot of fucking going on because she's a big girl. She's a big girl.
Did you ever get the footage of Alex at the store?
The comedy store? Alex is getting spotted at the comedy store? Jesus.
We rode the bull for 8 seconds. We can let go now.
What's that?
We rode the bull 8 seconds. We did it. We got to the limit. No, we're done. We're all good.
We good?
Yeah, I think.
Anything else?
We got Alex tomorrow. On Valentine's Day, we'll show you.
Oh!
There we go.
That's a teaser. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't thank Figs enough. Check me out. I'll be a Race Wars podcast, and I'll be hosting. Yes. You know where I'll be tomorrow? Hosting. The roast, not hosting, judging the Valentine's Day roast battle at New York Comedy Club.
Fuck yeah!
Morning is next. I don't know who's on, but it's going to be fantastic. Get well soon, Aaron.
Bye, Aaron. Love you.